welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, being the third of Dhul-Qa'dah 1443. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just tell the engineer there that I'm getting a lot of echo on my phone here. So I'm here in Komati Port and he must just sort that out because it's a big problem for me here. Okay, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, we focus on Surah 20, Chapter 20 and verse number 135. For the last verse of Surah Taha, Chapter 20, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, قُلْ كُلُّمْ مُتَرَبِّسٌ فَتَرَبَّسُ, that you, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform all of them, the enemies of Islam, the enemies of the message and the messenger, قُلْ كُلُّمْ مُتَرَبِّسٌ فَتَرَبَّسُ, all of you continue waiting, and we also will wait, and we see what will happen in future. Fasata'lamun, soon they will come to know, man ashabu sirati sawi wa banihtada, that who are the people who are on the right path, the path of sirati mustaqim, the straight path, wa manihtada, and who are the people who are guided on the right path. So therefore, each one of us daily we should be reading, ihdinas siratul mustaqim. O Almighty Allah, lead us, guide us to the straight path. And in that way there, Almighty Allah's mercy will envelope us, provided that we are sincere. And inshallah, in that way, Almighty Allah will protect and preserve our iman. Regarding the international news from different parts of the world, so remember that everybody knows that Israel, the occupied Palestine, what we say, that the oppression, transgression, apartheid they are practicing on. So it has become now world news that everywhere the people come to know that this is an apartheid rogue Nazi regime with Nazi tactics. So every day you will see they killing one Palestinian every second day, and it's become the norm now. So the question every person needs to ask is, where are the United Nations? Where are United States? Where is Europe? Where is NATO? All these people there. Second one, remember that Putin is giving Ukraine a good thrashing despite America, NATO all helping them. But remember, now the West loves propaganda, so the way they will slant the story as though as Russia is losing. So remember that all that, most of it you will see is propaganda. And the last one is Pakistan, that if you know Pakistani politics, so the rupee to the dollar, the US dollar is gone over 200 rupees, and now they increase the petrol price there, and it's gone to over 200 rupees per liter. So it's not only we in South Africa, in many parts of the world, the gas price, the fuel price has now really increased, you know. Allah have mercy on all of us, and inshallah we make peace with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and creation, and in that way there Almighty Allah will grant us barakah. There's too much echo there, the engineers. Whichever engineer, just try and sort it out, please.
Chiu, sir, I think they're trying to sort that out, to start there is a feedback as well from my side as well, Ustad. Ustad can continue, inshallah.
Okay, carry on with the questions.
Okay. 0847863132, international overseas listeners, +27847863132. Let's start with our brother Trevor's who study says, morning to you and to the team. Every day over the past week, sir, I have been losing a family member and I can't take this anymore. I could be next as well, sir. Is there anything that I should read to calm my fears? Travers, Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulih al-Kareem. My brother Travers, you must realize what Almighty Allah has taught us in the Noble Quran. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. That every living being shall taste death. So we all have come here with our return ticket. The only thing is, we don't know when we will pass away and die, and we don't know where we will pass away and die. So that is a natural phenomenon, whether the person is a Muslim, whether the person is a non-Muslim or an atheist. Remember, everybody agrees that one day death will occur. So for us as Muslims, we always remind one another, beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, let us die with Iman, let us die with Islam. So that is my message to you, my brother Travers, that you should beg Almighty Allah, oh Almighty Allah, show me the true light and forgive me and let me die and pass away with Islam and Iman, faith and conviction. And you're asking for something to read. Read chapter 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Oh, beloved Allah, perfect for us our nur, our radiance, our effulgence. So you show us the true path. Waghfir lana and forgive us. And in that way, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant us Islam, Iman, the true path. And we will pass away with Iman and Islam. Innaka ala kullu shayin qadir. Verily, Almighty Allah has power over everything. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Read that, my brother, and Almighty Allah will make it easy for you.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, a rivet from Escort. They want to know that it's their first time ever going for Hajj. They have been accredited for Hajj. They want to know where can they attend for the Hajj classes, Ustad, or should we see it via television, Ustad?
Alhamdulillah, last night I was there in Malalad, and then I met one brother there, Uwais. So he said he is accredited and is going for Hajj. So in fact, now, just now, I sent my one book for him because some brothers are going that way there towards Malalad. And I told him that because he's going in 1-2 weeks' time, they just give him this book. So what you do, you don't have to go to the television stations or anything. Get one good book and inshallah you read about it. You just contact me, 071-888-1184. 071-888-1184 and just write Hajj book. Inshallah, all of you who are waiting, so that today, this morning, inshallah, I'll have some time. We'll answer all your queries. And inshallah, because all the time I was traveling. So inshallah, we will send you a PDF copy of my Hajj Kitab, Hajj Q&A, Umrah Q&A. So everything you need to know, you will find it there, inshallah. So that will be the best thing for you to do, inshallah.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that I have overslept yesterday and I woke up at sunrise. I performed my Fajr at that time. Do I have to repeat my Fajr or make Qadha, Ustad?
100% you have to make Qadha. When a person misses Fajr Salat, then Bala Shaitanu fi Udunay. The Satan, Lucifer and Shaitan, Iblis, has urinated in the ears of that person there. So that is not a valid excuse. People today want to watch movies. People want to watch, you know, all sports or what have you. And then they sleep so late and then they wake up sunrise time or after sunrise. So that definitely is not an excuse. You have to make qada and you have to make tawbah as well. And beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness and make sure in future it doesn't happen, whether you are in Safar or in Hadar, whether you are at home or whether you are traveling. Because remember, Almighty Allah commanded us, Hafidhu ala salawati wa salatil wusta, that guard your salat and especially the middle salat. And remember that when a person misses salat, ma salakakum fi saqar, what makes you walk straight into Jahannam and the hellfire? The first answer they will respond, they will say, lam nakum min al-muswallin, we never read our salat, we totally omitted it or we neglected it, meaning sometime we read, sometime made qaza, all that. So definitely that is unacceptable, and people give feeble excuses nowadays. Make tawbah and make qaza.
I see our very good friend, Ustad, Jonathan. He says, corruption, corruption, corruption. Sir, they say if you can't beat them, then join them. Saudi Arabia, I thought that there was just one Islam, but money seems to be greater than any religion. Jonathan, Ustad.
You must remember that if you study Makkah Mukarrama, our sacred place, our most holiest place, so prior to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conquest of Makkah in the 8th year of the Hijrah, just 3 years prior to the demise of the Master, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were 360 idols, and the people every day worshipping different idols. So Almighty Allah is teaching us a great lesson. If we do good deeds, then the mercy of Almighty Allah will come if we are true Muslims and we have true faith and iman and conviction. And if people do haram and unlawful things, then Allah will not send barakah and blessing. Allah will send muhula. Almighty Allah will give you a respite, and thereafter Allah will decimate and destroy you. Both are mentioned in the Noble Quran. أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض. When the people in the town, in the cities, they have true faith and iman, they have taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness, in privacy and public, then Allah says, we will open the doors of barakah and blessing from the heavens and the earth, and they will be leading a wonderful, peaceful lifestyle. But when people don't listen, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا, so when they forget the advices that are given to them, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open the doors for them for a short period, hatta idha farihu bima utu, and when they are very very happy and arrogant with what they are given, akhadnahum baghata, suddenly we seize them, punish them, fa idha hum mublisun, then they become totally disillusioned. So if you take Saudi Arabia and you understand the politics there, Saudi Arabia was established in 1932, and remember it was the King Abdul Aziz. Then he passed away in the 50s. Then after that, his 6 sons. You had Saud, then you had Faisal, and then you had Khalid, and then you had Fahad, and then you had Abdullah, and now you have Salman. So it's going from bad to worse now. So the thing that will happen there is, once Salman dies, then you will see there will be a civil war there. There will be big problems there, because now they want, they could go and leave the direct sons of King Abdul Aziz, and they're going to go to the grandson, and that is where the strife and turmoil will come. We are very, very clear on this issue. I said this over 100 times. MBS is not a Muslim. Remember that he's Murtad bin Shaitan. He's an apostate and traitor. And remember, he's an agent of Israel and an agent of America. And therefore, you will find the true ulama, the true scholars, and the true Muslims, so many of them who want to practice on Islam, they are there in jail, many of them political prisoners, and so many other issues. So therefore, we need to expose these 10-point dictators.
Somebody says, yeah, Ustad, that to move this up, we have reliance on man's technology. When we don't have electricity, which we can't even see, we protest. But when we told that Allah, the unseen, is watching us, we deny. Allah's power never fails us. Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember, that is the real meaning of taqwa. I just told you now that taqwa means that we must carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts in privacy and public. So today, human beings, by and large, majority of them Muslim and non-Muslim, they are sanctimonious. They have a double identity. That is the meaning of sanctimonious. In front of people, then they will become the paragon of piety. They will become good people. But when they're alone, then you will see he's busy with somebody else's wife. He's busy with his secretary. He's busy on the jet line, busy on the porn site. So that, I don't say all, but we'll definitely say many, many, because I've been inundated with these type of questions. So each one of us must realize that all Almighty Allah reminds us, Alimun Khabir, he is all-knowing and all-aware. He is Basir, he is all-seeing and all-observing. He is Samir, that he is all-hearing. So nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, we exhort and encourage every person that you should be reading chapter 7, surah 7, verse 180. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. So invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His beautiful names. And the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Who memorize the wonderful, beautiful 99 names of Allah will enter paradise. Mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. You look inside and you read the wonderful, beautiful 99 names of Allah, meaning even if you don't memorize it, it will take you 3, 4, 5 minutes maximum, you will enter paradise. And in that way, Almighty Allah, the love of Allah, the recognition of Allah's majesty, sovereignty, authority will increase, and then is how we will stay away from all vices.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, from Maritzburg, that what's the latest in Afghanistan? I heard that there's a meeting on Mashura going out because of American, something like that, Ustad, from Maritzburg.
The Pakistani delegation and the Afghan delegation met with one another, and they both know that the more you're going to try and appease the West, then their demands will keep on increasing. So therefore, we must not worry about these people. Quran Sharif has already pre-warned us. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 120. وَلَن تَرْضَى أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. That the Jews and the Christians, they will be never pleased with you until and unless you leave Islam, Allah forbid, and you join them. So the Taliban, they have told the West, they defeated America, they defeated the coalition of 48 countries, gave them a good whooping and threshing, and they had to leave, and with their tails between their legs, and trillion dollars they lost in all that. So that is why they want to lick their wounds. Now they will use the hypocrites among the Muslims, those fence sitters. When you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense, and then you will see they'll be bombing masajid and mosque. They will go in the market, and then they will use all these agents. So they are the people, remember, who go and finance these people. And if you listen to Hillary Clinton, when she was standing as a presidential candidate, she admitted this in full public. She said, we are the ones who made all these organizations, Al-Qaeda and so forth and so on. So there you have it from the horse's mouth.
Ustad, I see Brother Jonah. He's with us this morning, and he says, you're not speaking much of what's happening in Palestine, in Gaza, Ustad. Jonah.
I see, Brother Jonah, you woke up from your slumber. That you must remember that Shalom is gone back to Israel or in South Africa, but he's silent now. So he sent you as a deputy. Every day I speak about occupied Palestine. We say every day that Israel is a rogue, is an apartheid and a Nazi regime. And remember, it uses Nazi tactics. So you know what's happening there. So we don't have to tell you every day. Yet Gaza is the biggest open prison in the world, and more than 15 years have passed, but Israel, the rogue terrorist apartheid Nazi regime, says and fools the world that there's democracy. Democracy for who? For the Jutlas, for the Jews, for the settlers, who are the biggest terrorists. The whole Israel is based on terrorism, because occupation is terrorism. And how many laws, you must remember, they have violated. You see the Democrats, they are in power, Biden and all their party. So if you read yesterday's Haaretz newspaper, you will find that 80 politicians belonging to the Democrats have said that there must be some action taken against them, the Israeli regime, because what they are doing in the West Bank. So at least they got some sense, not completely, but they got some sense of justice. But if you take the other parties, because they're dancing to the tune of the Jutlas and the Jews, so they will remain silent most of the time. Trump's party and so forth, the Republicans. So that is why they brought, you must remember, that the American embassy from Tel Aviv right there to Jerusalem, and they stole the land of the Golan Heights belonging to Syria. So they are masters in stealing and occupying. So therefore we say Israel is an apartheid rogue regime applying the Nazi tactics, and that is what they do. So we need another Hitler, and Putin has come and he'll fix all those guys up. We hope and pray that he defeats all the enemies, because the enemies of Russia today, they are our enemies also. Not that Russia is not our enemy. Russia also is our enemy, but it's a less harami. So harami means a bee. It's a small bee, and the others are a big bee.
I see Sister Ranelle, she's listening to you, and she's asking, Ustad, is there any difference between Hitler and between the Jews? Ustad, Sister Ranelle.
Sorry. You must not fall for the propaganda of the Jews, my sister Ranelle. You are supposed to be a journalist. You must sift out what is Hasbara. You know Hasbara? Hasbara is the propaganda of the Jews. And you must go for the fact and don't go for the fiction. I give you five things. And you must go and Google it and you will find it. Their own rabbi, he said, why did Hitler take action against the Jews in Germany? Number one, they were promoting homosexuality. That is something unnatural. No person of any faith, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Muslim, will accept that. So therefore, that really upset Hitler, one. Two, they were the ones who were charging interest, exorbitant amounts from the Germans. And they said, we give you a loan and you must pay the capital amount plus interest, compounded interest. So he said that this is an act of tyranny and transgression and oppression. So I have to sort them out. Lesson two. Lesson three, he said on the TV, in those days already, 30s, 40s, he said that these people are promoting pornography. So we must do something about this. So this was the catalyst for him. This is from the rabbi's mouth, remember. Right. How many we got? Three. Fourth one. That this whole figure with the Jutlas tell the world 6 million people, Jews, were died in the Holocaust. All that fairy tales about 6 million. Yes, they were caused harm, they were caused big problems, but 6 million is a totally exaggerated figure, and they can never prove that conclusively. So what happened, let me tell you, Ranelle, and you need to do proper research and so. Hitler did something which no government in the world today can do. Not our jokers here and no other country can do. Remember, in a matter of 2 years, In a matter of 2 years, Hitler arranged jobs for the Germans. 6 million of them were given jobs in 2 years. Show me which government today in the world can do that. So that is how the 6 million came. So we tell the Jutlas that you should be hanging your heads in shame that you say a Jutla and Jew from South Africa, America, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, wherever, they can come there and not many questions will be asked and they can make Aliyah. They were expecting thousands to come from America, but very few came comparatively and relatively. Go read yesterday, day before yesterday's Haaretz. But there are 6 million. This is a fact and no one can deny it. There are 6 million Palestinians whose families were living in Palestine for centuries, but now they're in the diaspora. Yeah, in South Africa, how many thousands of them are here? Southern Africa, thousands of them are there. Then you go to other parts of the world and you will see they're in the diaspora. So our question is this: why the Jutla, the Jew, the terrorist can come and then he can start shooting and harming the Muslims and the Palestinians? As you see what the settlers did last week Sunday, they come to Masjid al-Aqsa, defile and desecrate our mosque, everything. So is that justice? Is that fair? I'm asking you. So we say the only language the settlers and Jutlas will understand is remember that one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So these are the pertinent questions you must do. And if you want, my sister, Renal, go and read the books of ethnic cleansing by Ilan Pape. Go read the articles by Gideon Levy. Go and read the book, the articles by Amira Hess. Go and read the books of Chomsky. Go and read the articles and books of Finkelstein. These are all Jews. All Jews. And they are exposing the Jewish settler movement, colonial movement, apartheid movement, and the Jewish Nazi movement. That's what we need to call them. That they use the Nazi tactics, and remember, they every day cursing Hitler, but they use Hitler's policies there, and that's what they are doing.
I see Dr. Saab Ustad is asking, is there any news, Ustad, on regarding our beloved sister in Guantanamo Bay? Dr. Saab Ustad.
Brother, you got your whole facts mixed up. That is what I say about Muslims, you know. Muslims are masters in confusing issues and blowing people's fuses. There is no female in Guantanamo Bay. There are only males. They are all Muslim, all Sunnis. Our sister, Dr. Afia, is not in Guantanamo Bay. She is in another prison, another hellhole, and the Jewish judge sentenced her to 86 years. We still pray for her daily, and we say that all these alims and all these tenpot dictators who sold her out, the Parvez Musharraf and the Pakistani government of that time and the people in Afghanistan, so all of them, Allah Jalla wa Ala, punish them for the zulm oppression they have done to our sister Dr. Afia. So get our facts straight. She's not in Guantanamo Bay. Guantanamo Bay is for the men. And she is in another hellhole, remember that. So Almighty Allah make it easy that she unites and reunites with the children and the family. So that is, we must know what is happening. So what we must do is make dua for her, and we must then send out messages to the world that where is your double standards? For the Muslims, you got different value system and law, and for yourself, you got different system.
I see our good friend Oliver is with us, Ustad, and he says that, sir, I like how you guys remember your Lord 5 times a day. Oliver, he says, my friend, even though we went deep sea fishing, he prayed 2 times in the afternoon while we were on my boat in the middle of the sea. Is this not a bit extreme while having some fun? Oliver, Ustad.
Thank you, my brother Oliver, for at least being so honest. At least the Muslim was showing you what is true Islam. That whether we're on the land, whether we're on the sand, whether we're on the water, whether we're in the plane, whether on the train, we have to pray 5 times a day. Almighty Allah's bounties, favors are ever recurring. Every day we're enjoying all the bounties. So don't you think that we have to show our loyalty to Almighty Allah. He was, He is, He will always be our greatest benefactor, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that a person must remember Almighty Allah 5 times a day. So we thank Almighty Allah for our 5 senses. Now I just jumped in the car now. I'm here in Komatipur, and remember, just few kilos away from the Kruger Park. So now we're going to bring 2 units. Why? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. We can touch something hot, cold. Then 1 o'clock, 1:30, we read 4 units. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of smell. We can smell all 4 directions. Then 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, we read. So in the afternoon, depending which part of South Africa or the world you are, so that is to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing all 4 directions. Then after sunset, we read 3 units. So to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of sight, we can see front, right, and left. And then after that, before we sleep, 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30, then we have our prayer before we retire and sleep, to thank Almighty Allah for the sense of taste. So in a case like that, whatever we consume, the solids or liquid, is sweet, is sour, is bitter, is salty. Now you show me a better system anywhere in the world than Islam, in any field, in any aspect. Whether it's our act of worship, whether it's our politics, whether it's our economic system, social system. So in Islam, everything is divine. It comes directly from Almighty Allah.
I see Sister Irene. She says that her one Muslim friend, who started by the name of course, I think it's Saliha. She says Saliha actually told her about wearing a veil. So Sister Irene wants to know that why is Islam so strict? Sister Irene, Ustad, her friend told us, Saliha, Ustad.
So you must remember, my sister Irene, anything in life, if you want to appreciate it, then you have to juxtapose it, compare it. So look at the Western system. The lady can walk in the street with a bikini. She can go to the nudist beach and so forth and just take off every piece of cloth. So all that is considered to be progressive. All that is considered to be modern. So Islam teaches us that we must have shame, modesty, because otherwise, you see, in the Kruger Park, any animal can meet another animal and they get busy. They don't have to worry of anything. So Almighty Allah made this human being the masterpiece of His creation. So we have to always ensure that there is modesty, there is shame, and then we must send a message to our children. We have to send a message to the new generation. So what you must do, my sister Irene, read Surah 33. And that is, remember that Surah 33, you read in verse 59. And then you will find your answer. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kull li azwajik, tell your beloved wives, wa banatik, and your beloved daughters, wa nisa'il mu'minin, and the believing men, our women, meaning our wives, brothers, daughters, yudanina alayhinna min jalabibihin, that you must wear the jilbab. So that is what Islam teaches us. What is precious, we have to cover it. We don't take our money, our jewelry, and just display it to everybody, because you know what will happen. So same thing will happen. See, our women, same thing we do. Okay, our time is now up. Inshallah, today the program will be 7 to 9 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, and then 2 to 3 will be Brother Uwais for the youth program, inshallah, between 2 and 3, and between 6 and 8, inshallah, will be our brother Suleiman Esop with Nat Kirat. I'm here by the Masjid in Komatipur. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.